lacking spaces for people to go to watch, listen, learn, enjoy traditional Irish music. And it's Kieran Wainock, who's the director of the new Brendan Gleeson film Farewell to Hughes. It's a documentary in the Dublin Smithfield pub that closed in 2021, that was, I suppose, considered really a mecca for traditional Irish music. But Kieran makes the point, he says, one thing Dublin may be lacking in those spaces for people to go for tunes and get together, it's hard to nail down where you'd go. There's only a couple of spaces left. And I was reading the comments today and I just thought, like, where do you go? Do you want more places to go for traditional Irish music? Colm Phelan is with us today on the line. Colm's from the band Gwitja. Are we losing places to listen to trad music, Colm?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, I definitely would agree with Kieran there in Dublin. It's a question that we're always asked whenever we're travelling abroad and we meet people who are coming over to Ireland for the first time. And Dublin is always going to be probably the first stop on many people's list of places to visit. And outside of the cobblestones, it's really hard to recommend anywhere that you would recommend for people to go that you could be guaranteed to hear music and to be able to join in and play a session, which is what most people are coming to Ireland for visiting, that we meet anyway on the road, you know.
Why don't we have more of it then?
I'm not sure. I don't really have an answer for that. I'm living down in Laois, of course, you know, so it's a different scene down here.
What's the story there then?
Yeah, well, in the last couple of years in particular, the Irish music scene here in Laois has really exploded. Last year was the first ever Portlaoise Trad Fest that Dale McKay had organised and set up, a local musician here in Laois. And since then, all year round, there's been an awful lot more venues and places where you can go and play music. There's more weekly sessions, which is fantastic. And the young musicians are just really flourishing. They're really, you know, taking the bull by the horns and driving the music scene here in Laois at the moment, which is brilliant. And it's just, yeah, it's really exploded in the last couple of years in particular. So,
yeah.
But it's different than Dublin, all right?
It's different, yeah. Okay.
Well, it's very different, yeah.
Tara's on the line as well, Colm. Tara Howley is a songwriter. Like, you grew up with trad music, Tara. So how much has the scene changed?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, similar to what Colm said. Like, I grew up with trad music. I'm from County Clare, so it's kind of, you know, there was trad music, you know, 5-6 nights a week, in a lot of pubs in County Clare. And you know, it's kind of, I guess we kind of maybe took it for granted that we were, I suppose, exposed to so much sessions, and we were never ever had to look for a session. Sessions just always happened. You know, when they still do. And like what Colm said, when we meet people from when I've been travelling abroad and, you know, they want to come to Ireland to join in a session, obviously, you know, Dublin was kind of their first port of call. But like a lot of the times we kind of direct them, maybe I'm biased because I'm from Clare, but, you know, we will direct them to Clare and Galway, you know, because there are more sessions to join in, you know. Yeah. So it has
so,
changed a lot.
So is it Dublin then really where it's lacking?
Well, I can't speak for every county, but I lived in Dublin for 6 summers while I was performing in the Gaiety, and you know, if I would have had to look for, there's, I mean, a lot of the gigs are paid gigs, and there's nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to come across as, you know, I did paid gigs as well, but like sessions, pubs where you can just go in, have a pint of Guinness and listen to, you know, sessions. You know, I do definitely think that there should be a bit more of it around the place, you know, especially in Dublin, because there's so many pubs.
Yeah, sure,
you know, even just, even like I was in Mary's Hardware there off Grafton Street.
I know it, yeah.
And a gorgeous pub, gorgeous setting. And there was just 6 people sitting in the corner playing tunes, and I was like, isn't this just lovely, you know? And like, I grew up playing music, grew up playing sessions, and there was no mics, and there was, you know, it was just an open session, and I don't know who was getting paid or what was the story, but the point was just, it was so lovely to see that. And then some people joined in, some people had a tin whistle and they said, can we join in? And you know, like, I did loads of gigs in Doolin and in McDermott's, and we would always encourage people to, if they had an instrument, you know, to join in. And but I do definitely think that there could be more, I suppose, of an emphasis put on sessions.
That you can just come
and, like,
up.
Musicians
and
could still get paid. You know, say two musicians could get paid, and then the rest could be an open session for anyone to join in. Do you know that kind of a way?
George is with us as well, Tara, on the line. You're in Dublin. Is the capital city, like the city centre, George, is that a good spot for trad music?
Yeah, big hello to me pal Tara Howley there. Good to chat with you, Tara.
George, how are you?
It is indeed. How are you? If I'm honest, I don't think the music scene in Dublin City is great. And there's so many fantastic musicians. I don't think it's a problem with a lack of good musicians. But like Tara said, most of the gigs are paid gigs. So you don't have the opportunity to just go in and fall in on a session. Now, I run a few sessions myself, but they're all out in the kind of suburban areas, out near where I live. But I think the biggest problem with Dublin City Centre when it comes to Irish folk music or trad music or whatever is that it's catered for the stereotypical tourist crowd that come in and hear the Fields of Athenry and Grace and these are great songs, by the way. I've nothing against them, but you walk from one pub to the next pub to the next pub and you're hearing the songs over and over again. Molly Malone, Dirty Old Town, and you know, they're brilliant songs, but I think when you go out into the suburban areas or like the sessions that Tara is talking about down in Clare and stuff like that, you get a little bit more authenticity.
Why
and
do the pubs
a bit more organic?
Yeah, why do you think then, like, there's the lack of the sessions that just take place like that, George, in pubs now? Like, is it do the publicans want them, or is it just that there isn't the demand from musicians to go to play?
I don't know if there's any one particular reason to put your finger on it, but I definitely think that trying to cater for the tourist trade has something to do with it. The people who own and run a lot of these pubs, they aren't musicians themselves, and they don't necessarily want to cater for the organic, authentic vibe. They just want somebody on at 2 o'clock, then they want somebody else on at 4 o'clock, then they want somebody else on at 6 o'clock, and they want it to run like clockwork. And They're happy for people to sing all the standards and come on and do the Molly Malones and cater for the American audiences that are coming in. And these American people that are coming in, a lot of them think that that's what the culture is and that's what we're all about. But it's not. It's selling paddy whackery for the sake of living up to the stereotype.
Yeah. But often it's not even the singing. Sure, it's not, Tara. Like, it's just even the instrumental. I remember even at home years ago, like, you'd have one or two pubs that would just on a Sunday, or I think maybe it might have been actually a Tuesday afternoon, they'd just have musicians. You could rock up with your instruments and play for an hour or two. That was it. You know,
as George is saying, yeah, like, I do think that, you know, it is kind of trying to cater to a certain audience. But, you know, let's just say, take Doolin, for example. Every I'm just giving Doolin an example because that's where
it's I grew up playing
music. But, you know, they have an open session there, let's say, of a Monday. There's open sessions all around Clare, but I'm just giving this example. And anyone can join in. I think there's two, you know, obviously musicians still have to get paid and pubs, you know, that's our livelihood, that's our job. But, you know, there might be two people that get paid, but it's an open session. So, like, I can go in of a random Monday. My friends who are over from America can come in and bring in an instrument and we can all join in. And it's so gorgeous, you know, just to have no pressure. Do you know, like, everyone is involved in it. You know, and as George says, there is a phenomenal amount of musicians, you know, traditional musicians in Dublin, and there's some amazing artists. And there's enough success for there to be cover songs. There's enough success for there to be Irish, you know, kind of
jigs or whatever, Irish, really,
like, you know, cliche Irish songs. And then there's enough people and there's enough pubs to have everything.
Yeah,
you know?
I see, so a text from Pat Prunty in Moat. He says, just to say, is it Peagan's Pub in Moat in Westmeath? It's a brilliant place for traditional Irish music. They do it every Sunday evening. They have live sessions, up to 20 different musicians, apparently. Great crack, according to Pat. Another texter says, there's a trad session every fortnight as well in Fox's Pub in Loch na Valley, also in Westmeath. It's on tonight, apparently, from half nine. You're all welcome. And another listener just asking, I'd love to bring my children to an afternoon session, but are there any that take place in the non-pub setting? I don't know if there is. Let us know on WhatsApp. Niall is on the line as well in Kildare. Niall, is there a thirst for more trad music spaces?
Probably from the artist's perspective, but if you're talking about the commercial side of it, no, a lot of Irish people don't really care about their culture that way. And that's just the sad part about it. Like when you go to Dublin, like the others had said, they commercialise traditional Irish music. Like there's no other nation in the world that commercialises their own traditions bar Ireland. So there's not. And like you go out west, like they were saying, you can walk into a small little pub there and you'll find lads in the corner playing the spoons or whatever like that. And it's beautiful. It's great to see it. So it is. But again, when you break it down to a cultural thing, there's not a lot of love for it. Like, okay. I love it, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but it's just not enough.
I absolutely love it. Yeah. Irish people would rather listen to, like, I don't know, British music, American music, or whatever like that. But the funny thing is, you look at how traditional Irish music is accepted in the likes of Germany. They go mad for it. Mental for it. So they do. Absolutely mad for it.
I was just going to say that there's an interesting message in here from a listener who says there's a lack of understanding from the bar owners and managers regarding sessions and what is a real session. About 8 years ago, I was hired to do a session in a local pub in Donegal where my friends would come in and join me. We were told by the management, that's not the deal. I tried to explain they didn't want paid. This is a session where we were then moved out to the kind of the smoking area on the stage so that our friends could join us. Subsequently, they actually stopped hosting the session, says this listener. Jackie's on the line too. Jackie Conboy is from the Music and Entertainment Association of Ireland. You think there's a number of places though, Jackie, do you, that people can choose from?
Well, say in my area, I'm based in, excuse me, Portumna, County Galway, and then over the bridge, Lura, Rackhaven, Bourke. Now, there's a lot of interest, and especially with the young people, and even in the Portumna Community School, the amount of people that are playing traditional instruments, and a lot of girls, young girls who are, you know, playing fiddle, accordion and that. But Andre, I just to go back, I remember as a child and when we lived in Ballintubber, County Mayo, and people coming in on a Friday night into my house where my father played music, and they'd all sit around and they'd be playing tunes there till late in the night, and they'd be dancing. That's in the house.
Mm.
And then, okay, then it went to the bars. But one of your speakers there said that there should be more venues available, bar just, say, public lounges or whatever. There should be more venues that would be available for people to go into. And there should be an incentive for venues to play more traditional
music. Do you think, George, just maybe finally, would that work in Dublin if there was some, I don't know, would there be an appetite for an incentive?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it could and should work, and I think there's a gap in the market there. That, I mean, I know people mentioned the cobblestone. The cobblestone is brilliant for stuff like that, but I don't think there's enough other places that are adopting the idea that the cobblestone are, that people can just come and play. I mean, I run a couple of sessions out on the north side of Dublin, but I find that the sessions I go to in the suburban areas are better than the ones in the city, because you can't just call in and
actually
play.
When you mentioned that, there's a text in here too from a listener who says that there is a growing trad scene in North Dublin. Martin's Bar has been mentioned, Walsh's, the Strand Bar and Rush as well. Apparently they've great regular sessions there. Anybody who wants to play can, says this listener. Martin Galway too wants to mention Greens in Kinvara in Galway, the best traditional music in all of Ireland. You won't beat it, says Mark. 087 1400 106 is the number. That's a singer George Murphy, also Jackie and Tara Howley there, and Colm Phelan as well. Thanks a million, Niall, for getting in touch with us. You can drop me an email, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.